Plastic waste is becoming a plague on our society, with about 5 million single-use plastic bottles used every day in Ireland. Towns and communities tackling single-use plastic can now make a plan of action against the waste created with the help of Cork County Council's Circular Economy Fund. The aim is to combat and cut down on plastic bottles, reduce the waste we create, and reuse more sustainable sources such as keep cups, water bottles, or water fountains. Michelle Green is Environmental Awareness Officer of the Cork County Council and explains exactly what the circular economy is.
The fund is really to support communities to take action around the circular economy. And I suppose, what do I mean by the circular economy? I suppose we're trying to help people, individuals and communities move away from that linear approach of taking, making and disposing of items to where we keep products in circulation for much longer. So that we get into a culture of reusing, repairing, and I suppose as a last resort, recycling, so that materials are kept in circulation for much longer. And I suppose that we kind of adapt more circular living lifestyles, so that when we buy products, that we kind of think about their circularity and that we don't kind of buy one-off single-use items, I suppose, particularly like a single-use plastic bottle of water, which kind of, I suppose, partly inspired the Circular Economy Fund as well. I suppose getting back to more circular living, and, you know, I think sometimes we're facing this huge challenge of climate change. And I think a lot of individuals and people, we feel like it's overwhelming and it's this big thing that feels maybe out of our control sometimes, and that maybe the changes we need to make, like, you know, moving to an electric vehicle or retrofitting your home, they can feel like costly and sometimes out of our control and out of our reach. But actually, a very, very simple thing at a most basic level, we need to look at our consumption and how we consume. Because for many years, we've been bandying about a statement from the UN report that we need up to two planets by 2050 to sustain our current consumption. So we are consuming at a rate that is so unsustainable, and materials are not going back into the circular economy. They're, you know, we are still taking, making and disposing and putting stuff back in the ground and not utilising materials. And like, when you think about the actions that you can take, if you reduce your consumption, you are directly impacting climate, because every material or every product that you buy, it took energy to make it. It took energy to transport it to somewhere, and it took energy to dispose of it when you bought it and you didn't use it. So like, this very simple action of just looking at your consumption habits and looking at, you know, when I buy something, can I reuse it? Can I repair it? Am I making sure that it's going to be recycled at end of use? It makes taking action around climate a lot more closer, I think, to people, because it's simple actions that you can take that can have a meaningful impact on climate.
The Circular Economy Fund is a helping hand for communities, schools, sports clubs and festival makers to move away from the waste created in our everyday and find sustainable solutions to introduce instead.
The pilot was initially with a number of schools, where about 35 schools have installed water refill stations funded by the council. That was to help them eliminate single-use plastic water bottles in their schools. At the time, a lot of schools and schools that had school meals programs, and they were, depending on the size of the school, they were bringing 200-300 single-use plastic water bottles into the school every single day. Having the water refill station allowed them to straight away kind of get rid of all that single-use plastic water bottles. And then obviously we piloted with lots of events as well, but I suppose the demand was growing, let's say, and we were getting a lot more inquiries. So we wanted to put a fund together so to allow people from across the county to apply. Festivals, events, sports clubs, community centres, any place that might kind of be kind of have an issue with single-use plastic water bottles being used, and kind of support them to install temporary or permanent water refill stations. So in the case of events and festivals, they'd be kind of temporary water refill station solutions that we've piloted at many events across the county. And I suppose we know it works, and we know it has a good impact on reducing single-use plastic. So the fund really is about supporting and enabling communities to kind of implement those kind of more circular practices. Now, it's the very first year, as I said, of the fund, but we certainly want to kind of grow the fund and expand it to kind of lots of more themes next year and subsequent years, whether that's kind of on furniture projects or, you know, all sorts of other initiatives that allows for more circularity.
Cork County Council have other circular initiatives, such as the Reel of Paint and Bike Scheme for you to avail of, and aim to expand the funding for other projects next year.
We want to grow the teams that we're looking at as well, because it was within Cork County Council, we are doing a lot of different projects around the circular economy. And for example, if you've heard of the Reel of Paint project, where unwanted paint collected at our civic and union sites by three social enterprises in the county. They recolour it, they remix it, and they make a new product called Reel of Paint. A high quality paint, but at a very low cost for people. Like, we also have other projects like the Reel of Bike project, whereby bikes collected, and again, unwanted bikes collected at civic and union sites, go to two or three different social enterprises. We've CycleSense in West Cork and Cork Deaf Enterprises, Cork Community Bikes in the city, who again refurbish the bikes and put them back into the community, into the hands of people who need them. So we have a number of different initiatives going on in the county kind of to support the circular economy. So I suppose the Circular Economy Fund is just another element to the suite of projects that we have to kind of support circularity.
For more information, you can follow corkcoco.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.